He's doing the wrong buying and selling. He's doing the wrong thing, because buying and selling is serving God just as much as learning.
Make money, go to yeshiva. It's buying and selling to buy and sell. I guess that's.
Yeah. Is it going to get? Is it get more revealed? Means that we is that now it's
when
here?
You do it, oh, no. You see it.
Now for us, we can hear. Now it's here. We can see it if he doesn't open our eyes. When
the more
my
you do it, the more you see it.
When my mom gonna see it? When is gonna be? Is it
the verzik. When you will be able to successfully convey it to your mom and to anybody else, okay, is the better you see it.
Yeah, then the whole world will see it.
But then the better you can convey it. The world is seeing it. The world is seeing it, but it's missing. The world is seeing it, everything.
Right, but missing
they're missing one ingredient.
Yeah.
That this is God, that this is holiness.
Yeah, right.
They see everything. The world sees that you have to give mice, and the world sees that you have to give. The world sees all of these things. The world knows this already. We're not teaching the world anything new. We're only teaching them is that they all have the wrong address.
So what's the right address?
That's it. Everything falls into place. That's what the Rambam says. Why did Yashka come along? The Rambam says to give them, they should have all the right ideas, except the wrong address. And as soon as Mashiach comes, they say, it wasn't him. It was him.
But there's going to come a point.
That's it.
But
they have everything. They're ready.
There's going to come a point when it's totally misguided. You can see the Rebbe again. Yeah? They already explained the time when we're going to see the Rebbe again. Yeah? So that's a certain point of his galus that, it's that I see the Rebbe, because everybody starts seeing the Rebbe, and then the Rebbe will be.
Right. But the Rebbe once said, when you see him, you should know what you're seeing.
Yeah.
There are people who saw the Rebbe for 40 years, they still have no idea what they were seeing.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea. If you're ready, it's not just stamp to see the Rebbe walk. Okay, very nice. You see him good. But you're still in galus.
Yeah.
Right? So they have 40 years, that private audience was like riding the talk, and he spoke to them for hours, and they still went right back into gold.
Yeah.
The idea that wants they should be in Gula. So when you see him differently.
So just like with everything else, money and everything else, I reveal Gula there, as I reveal Gula, that I talk and see the Rebbe now, I talk and see the Rebbe guiding all my actions, so then my mom will see the Rebbe, and then it comes to the point, everybody starts seeing the Rebbe, and then the Rebbe will be seen. And then talk to the Rashmias, but it's Gili.
I gotta admit, I'll tell you something. 6 o'clock today, I saw the biggest kupa that I've seen in, So that's okay, that freaked me out. But the thing is, because today I was out and this and that, and I paid out money on all kinds of things.
But it's scary.
Very scary.
It's scary.
So I went to Davin and I'm in Khamari, and I said, God, look, I'm in your hands.
It's scary. I hate
that feeling. That's not the good feeling. I want that. So I want that. You don't understand? I want it. So I
want
to know how to use the techniques.
We want the one.
No, you want. There's got to be techniques. No. Okay, so what do you do?
Reality.
No, I'm asking here certain questions.
One of the things.
One
of the things
that
even the Goyish Welt is starting to recognize.
No.
And this is a tremendous breakthrough in psychology and self-help, that there are no techniques. If you just change your techniques, you're not going to really be.
You're walking. You're saying.
Listen to me. If you just change your techniques, you're not going to be what's good. You change your whole way of thinking.
Fine, okay, so the whole way of thinking.
There used to be, they would write all these books on how to be successful with people.
I miss teaching
techniques.
Not that, forget
smile,
the thing.
Right. When they talk.
So it's Chitzonia, I'm talking about premiers.
Look in their eyes and look like you're very interested in what they're saying. They gave all kinds of techniques on how to get along with people, right?
Right.
And people were buying these books and going to these workshops and taking these courses. And it kind of like worked for a little while, but then in the long run it didn't work. And no one can figure out, like, how come
basic
in the long
I'm
run,
talking about premiers, I use the wrong words. I'm trying to understand. I'm going
to
buy the cassette.
I don't understand what I've spoken about for the last.
But sometimes it's like theoretical.
The whole thing. The whole night I'm trying to show how it's scientific.
Scientific.
How it's empirical rather than theoretical. Am I doing?
You're trying to.
it's not working.
It's pretty good. Generally, it's pretty good. Yeah.
We're trying to show that it's empirical, not
that
theoretical.
Are working guys
there is no theoretical. We don't understand
on bread and butter.
We don't
want to see how they feel. Guys are not dependent on bread and butter. I can't take their word.
You're reacting to your feelings.
It's not compatible at all.
Your feelings of insecurity.
From us then.
Your feelings of that reliance on God doesn't give you a secure feeling.
But I would.
Okay.
Sure. You know what? I'll give you a few points. One second.
Wait, Gil.
How many times they ask God? You ask God for Gula? 1900 years. Are we still secure? Yeah, we're still secure. Does it mean that God suddenly, maybe today you have cotton in the ears, you know, like expressing sorry, you know what I'm saying? He didn't feel like listening to you. Who says God's going to answer whatever you ask? God, I want to be flying. God's going to make me fly? So, you know, I mean, I can also say, you know, your reliance on... Okay, question is, I'm ready to go with God. Like, I want to go with God. But I don't know, maybe I'm my expectation is that God's going to do this for me, and he's not going to do this for me.
I don't agree with
that. Why do I have to feel so sure that God's going to do this for me? He's got his own tricks. Well, I don't know.
He commanded you to feel that
way. He commanded me to feel that way?
Just take us to the...
What? He commanded me to feel what? That I know that you're going to handle everything?
Sit down with a chavrus. Go through it. It's a mitzvah to think that it's going to go exactly wrong. That's the mitzvah.
God's going to go my way.
Exactly. And the more
and even a person didn't see it, that's galus.
And the sicha, he shows that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yaakov Avinu made a mistake when they thought that maybe I'm not worthy that God should do it my way.
According to one opinion,
it was a mistake when they thought that.
They made mistakes, or there's because there was a hat trick at the end. It's a mistake. Then it's not a mistake.
They made the mistake so that you should learn from their mistake.
Yeah.
They didn't really make the mistake. They only made it.
No, it's always like that. It's a trick.
The question is
I made a mistake.
The bottom line is, the Rebbe says that's the mitzvah of Batach. It's going to be your way.
My way. Yeah. Okay. That's what I want to hear.
You want to know something?
Yeah, I want to know.
Does the guy know about this too?
I don't really mean the goy. Knock at a goy's door. You know this.
Listen to me. I know. You are
going to spite this scientific. I got a guy who plays 160,000 watts of a boogoo boogoo every night, and he's telling me knows about it. Which goy him he's talking?
Because you never explained it to him.
Harris Johnson, $1 million. You ever meet this guy?
Because you never explained it to him.
Harris Johnson.
Did you ever go
to this guy? Let him take out this pinion here. Call him up for the pinion. Tell him 10%. Let him take it up for it instead of a $10 million door.
Did you ever go to that guy and put your arm around him?
I've seen a guy here, boogoo boogoo, across the street. Okay, that's the guy I see.
You talk there? Tell him about Shavuot Mitzvahs?
Yeah. Sometimes. I'm going to talk here.
Tell him about Mashiach and tell him about...
Yeah. I told that guy who believes in Yoshke that he's full of shit.
Okay, you also have to know how to talk to them.
I told him, I said,
That is not what I'm saying. Anyway, the bottom line is that you can talk to them, they're open, they're receptive, you can talk to a guy like Wayne. Okay?
No, okay.
You can talk to a guy like Wayne. The advice is...
The thing is, right now, we're ready to talk to that. Bread and butter on the table for the years. It's time for the bread and butter. I don't care to be a preacher or Harry Graham or whatever you got to be. Bread and butter for the years. It's time for the years. All the years have to have money. We're just going to have a guy like this. All the years have to have money.
Yes.
It's time for the Crown Heights, the poorest community in whatever. That's it. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about Mashiach. Give us bread and butter also.
The Rebbe agrees with you, and the Rebbe says there's only one thing that's preventing the yes.
Everything, the one. We've screamed about Mashiach. How can you say that? You said today, there's nobody asking, I want Mashiach.
Hello. I don't write the rules.
Yeah, but you're telling one thing.
Excuse me. I want a world, okay, where I don't have to, where if I blow my nose, a tissue is going to fly down from the sky and wipe it.
Beautiful.
That's the world I want.
That's cool.
Okay, but I don't have it.
No.
The question is, why don't I have it?
Why?
Because what God's definition of Geula is different than your fairy tale Geula. You don't understand what Geula is. You made up a fairy tale.
Yes, you did. They tell us a tree's going to grow bread and cake's going to be in the ground.
One second. But it doesn't say that the bread is going to fly from the sky.
Why it's going to come from the trees.
Why want to fly down from the sky?
From the trees, not too bad.
One second. Hello, there's something going on here. There's a plan here. And you can either be part of the plan, or you can sit down on the floor and cry and say, why isn't the plan working?
Want to be part of it.
Okay. The plan is working. Did ever say the plan is working exactly according to plan?
Right. When you do the...
There's only one thing missing.
Our mind frames.
That the people are not keeping up with the plan. The Avish is up with the plan. And the people are not up to plan.
Read the cassette, hear the cassette. Okay. Okay, I'm fine. No, okay, I'm fine. Okay.
There's a plan. It's following according to plan. Catch up.
If you don't give me blank cassettes, okay?
Catch up with the plan.
I'm flipping the, all night long. Flipping. Maybe it's here. Maybe it's there. And the other cassette I put in the basement coming up. I said, tomorrow I'll listen to it. I said, I'm going to go.
Some of us are a little faster than others. But the fact is, the fact is, there's a plan. Did I ever say it's all going according to plan? The only thing we're missing is that the Jews should want and agree and publicize and proclaim. No, you don't! You want a different plan. You're not agreeing with the plan. You're telling me you don't want that plan.
I want the plan.
No, you want to sabotage that plan and scream about a different plan.
No, okay.
There's a plan. You want it? Follow the plan.
I just don't know how to follow it.
Learn and you'll find
where?
Out.
Where? What?
Don't kvetch.
Okay,
learn.
Where? What?
We're learning. That's what we're learning.
Tonight. Don't give me empty cassettes.
Sitting here for 3 hours learning tonight. What the plan is.
Yeah, but it's as my say, tomorrow morning I got to go out into the world. So it's like, it's not like learn.
Hello. That's, listen, again, I didn't create the world that says that it takes time to learn. And from when you learn, it takes time to understand what you learned. And therefore, when you understand what you learned, it takes time to do what you learned. I didn't do that. That's part of the plan.
Today everything comes like in vitamins. You know, you like to use all these expressions. Condensed vitamins, right. Super, get at everything right. In one. We should have like a package of, like Gashmius, Ruchnius. You see these things that you see in Gashmius.
Compared to what we had till now.
Whenever he wants to use the examples, it's fine. Whenever we use an example,
compared
it's no
to,
good
compared
also.
To what we had till now.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a bomb. This is the pill. This is the switch. This is the button.
We're working on a
there's still some slight delay. But it's very slight compared to what, okay, compared to what they were working with 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, today. We're working with as close to instantaneous as you can get. It's not instantaneous. Oh. Still have to do some work. But it's
because nobody would have told to tell me this is in the pit.
But I just want to tell you one thing. There's a whole series of books out in which there are people who describe how to get what you want. How to get what you want. And there's people who sit down and they tell you. Sit down and decide. It's for guy. Sit down and decide what you want in life. Just write it all out in detail. Exactly what you want in your life. Look for pictures in magazines or books that describe the things that you want in your life. Make yourself a whole book where you write for yourself exactly what you want in life, pictures of the things that you want, and spend time every day thinking about how, the things that you want and how and the feeling and experiencing the feeling that for sure God is going to give it to you.
Not God's going to give it to you. You're going to get it through your work. And I know that theory.
Hello.
Things in multi-level marketing, they offer this. And then after that, why is it not working for a yid? Because a yid, that's a goy, and he's not affected by the same thing. A yid, suddenly, if your davening's not good, your kelim are not good, that's where you're affected. It's a different ballgame for the yids.
No.
Talk to your friend on Crown Street, on Montgomery. He'll tell you.
So he doesn't know the zikr. The Rebbe says that's not true. That's nothing to do with anything. Trach good, zayin good. If you have, the fact is, it works for the year, it works 1,000%. It's not, excuse me, it works.
We're affected by,
it works.
We're affected by tefillah.
It works, it works. Yaakov, the Rebbe says that was Yaakovina's mistake. Yaakovina's mistake was he thought that maybe I did something wrong, and I'm affected by what I did wrong. And Betachon says, the Chaim Zalman says, the Betachon is that I'll get what I want even if I did something wrong. And I'm not, because then, if I'm always afraid that maybe I did something wrong, so I'm still not relying on the Eberstein. Then I have no betachen anyway. What does betachen mean? If I could always get messed up, maybe I did something wrong. So the Rebbe says clearly.
Well, maybe she doesn't give you what you want, but it's still a good thing because that's what he wants to give to you. I mean, it's like.
Hello, that's not what the Rebbe says. That's what Gili says. The Rebbe says that if you have true betachen, then you get it the way you want.
If it's rhetorical.
Whether you deserve it or not. Just. Because you did the avodah, it's hard to have that kind of betachen.
That's chiddush. It comes.
The Rebbe says, if you do the betachen, the schar of that betachen is that you get it. That's not my chiddush. That the Rebbe says. What I'm showing you the chiddush is that even the goyim know this secret already.
They don't bitachon on Hashem. It's bonenos is bitachon. You get through his bonenos.
I don't know anything about his bonenos. Don't talk to me about his bonenos. That's for.
How do you get bitachon? How does a yet get bitachon? Just what? There's nothing with his bonenos. Bitachon. What's a kelim to get bitachon?
You have to support. His bonenos, when people use words like his bonenos, it sounds like this heavy...
Okay, thinking of Hashem, it's like...
You have to remind yourself and think about the fact that Hashem, tracht gut, wird sein gut. What does tracht gut, wird sein gut means? Tracht gut. Think that it will be well. You think about it. Think about it means, wow, and this is going to happen, it's going to work out.
And today it's going to work out.
Yeah.
Above it all.
Right, but a guy says... Okay. He thinks it's mine. It's going to be good. Now he's waiting. Okay, it didn't turn out good. It's not a trick. You have to really think it's going to be good. Deep down inside, you're really convinced that it's going to be good. If it's just a trick, you can think anything in your head.
Right?
You can have any thought that you choose to have. You can have. It's not a trick. You have this thought and this is what I... That's why they tell you to go. That's why you look at the book. They tell you how to do things to make it more real. Make pictures, write it down. Think brush it to that you should really, really think that it's going to happen to you.
That's a technique a Jew should use.
I'm just.
I got you about the goy, but I'm saying I'm relating. I don't care right now. I'm looking out of relation to you.
If you need that, then use that. I'm not telling you not.
So this water. Right?
Excluding Hashem, that makes sense.
I said the thing, and I said with Hashem. You repeated it back without Hashem. You chose to exclude Hashem. I didn't exclude Hashem. You repeated it back to me. I said a sentence with Hashem, and you said the same sentence back to me without Hashem. I don't know why. Because maybe in the book it said that. I'm telling you a sentence with Hashem.
The Rebbe says the person has complete menuchas hanefesh.
And the idea of thinking that Hashem, like a person thinks that I'm bittul.
But the problem is what we try to do is we play games with ourselves. We think something, but we're not really thinking.
Now let's say you really do think, you don't know what it means exactly, but you really do think about these things and say, you run the show, Hashem. Is that's also like, you're saying, look, I'm nothing, but you know, is that bitachon? Like telling Hashem, what?
No, the Misnagdim say that Betachon means that you think that whatever Hashem will do the right thing, whatever is best for me, even if it's not the thing that I want.
Concealed goodness.
The Misnagdim say Betachon.
Concealed goodness.
The Rebbe says that's not Betachon. Betachon is that God will do what I want, the way I want.
Wow, I think this is like freaked out. What I want, the Rebbe's going to, the God's going to, the Rebbe's God's going to do. It's like confusing with the...
Okay.
But then,
you can look at the Rebbe and
see us. And the opposite is to say, Hashem, you are the running the world, and so then you will take care of me. I thought that's Tanya's in the stuff.
You'll take care of me any way you see fit.
See the connection.
No, if you think I should have money, you'll give me money. If you think I shouldn't have money, you won't give me money.
Wow, I like the
language. That's not Betachon. Betachon is, I'm supposed to have money.
I know, I was going the wrong track.
That's right.
Do me this, I don't. What? I said, how can I ask? How can I tell God, give me? He's going to start telling me, what are you going to start listing me up the things and say, what kind of chutzpah this guy?
Where did I have a chutzpah?
So now what's my new technique? Not technique, what's my new way of thinking?
If you don't know how. The Sikha and Pasha, Lamed Vav, I'm sorry. Lamed Vav, the Sikha and Pasha Shmuz.
You're going to bring me? This is the way to talk to God?
All the brilliant people, how do you get
this is what I want, God. Is that the way I can talk to him? It doesn't make sense. It sounds chutzpah.
We want to shift now.
I can. That's the way. I just tell you know. You tell me. I don't know. I'm new to this.
You have to be real. You have to be real.
I am real, but I don't know how to talk to the person I'm supposed to talk to. What do you mean to be real?
You have to be real. You have to again. Whatever I'm saying. But is saying that if you really, really believe
that, was just, you know, after the
that God will really, really take care of you the way you want to be taken care of, he will do it. At the same time, okay, you also, your behavior should demonstrate the fact that you really, really believe.
How do you talk to God?
Your behavior should demonstrate the fact that you really, really believe that God runs everything. So at the same time, you should be working on davening like someone who believes that God runs everything, learning like someone who believes that God runs everything, doing mitzvahs like someone who believes that God runs everything, giving tzedakah like someone, because you believe that God runs everything. Part of your belief that God is going to do, runs everything, is going to do it your way, is that you do all of those things.
So how do you talk? Here, okay, the misnagdit, I didn't know it was a misnagdit. Misnagdit says, hey, God, you know, I'm so nothing, and you're going to do whatever you want for me, because whatever I deserve. So I can understand the way he's talking to God. Now God, I thought that's some way, sometimes I'm thinking, you know, God, I feel happy with you, and then sometimes I'm thinking, you know, well, you're running the show, so what am I? Now, and I'm learning that there's a new way to talk to God. Besides the points of which are major points, this davening and knowing that God's running the world and all these things, how do you talk to them now? Now that you're saying you've got bitachon, there's a difference between bitachon and gaiva.
Jewish people did that by bringing.
So how do you talk, like I said, God, I know that you're going to bring me, this is what I need this week, God, and I know you're going to do okay with that. That's the way you talk to him? I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
He commands you to talk to him.
But you said a different way. Let's say you were a big king, and I would say,
Mamash experience reality that way. That's the mitzvah. That's your reality. Your reality is that God provides what you want.
Okay, that's it. And how do you talk to him? There's a way. There's also something.
How would you talk to someone?
King, you would say, you know what? I deserve as an employee whatever I've done. Give to me. That's the misnagdit would come to the king. Now the Lubavitcher comes to, hey, king. You know, okay, there's chutzpah. That's a you know, I need $1,000. I know you're going to give me $1,000 this week. Is this the way you talk to them?
Why do you have to talk down?
Huh?
Why do you have to talk down?
Which one?
That's what I'm saying. So how do you talk? I'm trying to ask you.
Why do I have to talk down?
I'm ignorant. I'm asking. Give me a sentence to say, God.
What do you mean a sentence to say?
Say to the king. You're coming to the king.
I'm telling you that the whole question shows that you're a million miles away from the whole issue. You're out of the ballpark.
No,
you're not even up at the plate.
I am on the plate.
You're out of the ballpark.
I am on the plate.
You're talking.
I'm only staying with one Indian. No, I want to know how to talk to them.
I want a technique. I want to ask you a question. How does a baby, okay, who knows that his mother's going to give him breakfast, ask for breakfast? Ma'am, I know you're going to give me breakfast. Give me breakfast.
Let's get a video.
It's ridiculous. It's a fact. It's a given. It's a reality. He walks in. He's expecting breakfast. What do you say and what do you do and what move? How do you hold your eyes and how do you move your hands? What do you want me to tell you? How do you scratch your back when you have been talking? If it's real, it's real. It's not an issue. The whole thing is nonsense.
At the end of the ride,
just flip the switch.
How do you, when you talk to God, you talk like this or like that? Nonsense! Someone who's totally, completely dependent on the Eivish and is totally confident that it's coming. It's dependent. It's natural. It's normal. It's not. What do I say? So what do I do? So how do I play? It's not a game.
Not a game, but how do you? It's
not a game.
Why sometimes in Yiddishkeit you learn in classes, they give you always an example with the kings and all these things. And here I just say, give me an example
I'll give you an example. There's a son who's growing up.
And you already had a chassidim learned about through Tanya about the king Nikolai. You know the story?
I'll give you an example with a king. You want an example with a king?
Yeah. Like here, the Misnagdit comes to the king and he says,
once upon a time, there was a great king.
Yeah.
And this great king had a son. And every morning the son got breakfast. And every afternoon the son got lunch. And every evening the son got supper. One evening the son came home and he wanted supper. And he thought to himself, what do I do to get supper? How do I say to my father, father, I want supper. What should I... He walked in, he knew, supper's on the table. That's it, he knew it, that's his reality. Supper's on the table. And he went and he said, and he, of course.
And there's no such thing in his mind that supper won't be on the table that day. There can't be such
Of course, being that he was a good son of the king, before he came, on his way home, he thought about how wonderful my father is, that I know he's providing supper for me. I have no question that there's supper on the table, that's not the issue, but I'm so grateful to him. So, and I appreciate the love and care and concern that my father has for me, that he's giving me, that he's providing me this, and therefore, before I even go to supper, I want to go into my father to tell him thank you, how much I appreciate the supper, and I want to go in and tell the cook thank you. But the question, if the supper's going to be, there's not an issue. What do I say? What do I do? Let's see, supper. what's the supper plan? It's not a plan. It's there. That's it. It's expected.
Expected.
But that's it.
It can't be that dad went out for the weekend.
It can't be. I'm saying.
While he's thinking all these great things, dad went out for the weekend. Sorry, son, you have to cook for yourself.
Right? Okay. The problem is. Okay.
I'm just saying. You know, let's figure it out. I'm ready to like, go and
the problem
jump
is when
in.
You feel like the adopted son. See, the adopted son of the king used to eat out of the garbage cans. And he never knew where his next meal was coming from. So even though he's already a year in the palace, he's 2 years in the palace, and every day there's something, he still has in the back of his mind, he's still wondering that somehow one day he's going to walk in, it's not going to be a supper. But that's his problem is that he's still living in the past. Okay? The kid who grew up in the palace, he never knew what it meant to not have supper. He doesn't have his no shiloh. The kid who grew up in the garbage cans, and he's thinking, okay, listen. So far, it's 10 years, 6 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days. Supper was on the table. But you never know. What am I going to do to make sure? Okay, so he's got a problem. He's still in his goals. That's his problem. Okay. So because he has this problem, he's so what do I do? Stop doing. Stop being. That's it. Relax. Enjoy the ride. Stop fighting it. He's fighting.
The guy eats in a garbage can, and then after they get supper one day, suddenly the king says, "You know what? Come and eat at the table." And I'm eating at the table and saying, maybe he won't like my company too much, and tomorrow I'm back in a garbage can.
Right.
What's he doing? Playing games with me. You understand?
That's right.
Is he playing games? How far are we going? What is this? It's getting mashig in it. And, okay, yesterday I got supper at 6:15, today it came at 10 to 8. It's like, you know, what's tomorrow? What's his trick tomorrow?
The only thing is the king.
What's his trick tomorrow? And okay, I'm going to learn to come.
The king is commanding the son.
And he tells you. Yeah. He commands you. He says, you want to know how to get what you expect? Expect it.
Expect it.
You know what's hard? Just seeing other people. It's not even, it's personal.
Right. It's hard when you look at all the other people who are not expecting and not getting.
I got to check.
So you start wondering, is it really going to work for me?
Who says no, it's not even work for me. It's like, this makes your Gaula half a Gaula.
Oh, sure.
Listen to it.
Sure. One of the biggest challenges of Gaulas is...
So you're supposed to, you can just go out and help everybody and give all you want. You're unlimited source, and so you can just keep giving and giving and giving. Because you are expecting it, and they're not, so you give it.
Because you're in Gaula. You're living in that reality. That's your reality. And not yet, you can prove it. You have concrete, scientific, empirical ways of proving that your take on reality is correct.
Okay, I have a very concrete example here. Okay, let's say you have $1,000 in the stock market. Okay, and it's coming up. It's coming up for you every single month. A certain amount comes, right? So now you're saying, okay, you know, I'm not going to play any games. Why do I have to wait until it comes up or whatever? This person needs $1,000. I'm going to give it all to them. I have no money in the market. It's not going to go up because I have no money. It's not doing investing. I have no job. I'm going to expect it another way. I should still keep expecting the money because I want to keep giving.
So the answer to that is that's the sikha in Chelek Yudches.
You have to give yourself an input.
That's the sikha in Chelek Yudches in Parshas Balak. That the Rebbe says that part what God wants is that he doesn't want people to just go higher than nature and ignore nature. What God wants is people to bring the reality of the higher than nature into nature.
I thought you said to bring nature into Hashem, not Hashem into nature.
Nature into Hashem.
Are we talking about
Hashem into nature?
Hashem into nature.
Revealing Hashem out of nature.
Revealing God in the natural world.
Sunday we didn't
the natural
say
world itself.
We didn't say we bring sometimes the natural bring world nature, bring it to Hashem. Sunday we didn't say that.
It's such an expression of elevating nature. That's not the tachlis.
It's like the same. That's a low.
Didn't we do this Sunday?
No, the Tachlis is Dira Batachtena. Bringing God down into the low, into the world.
That's the low Yikavali Ish Sicha.
So you have to give yourself an outlet. You have to give yourself a way.
Not give yourself. Not give yourself. You don't need anything.
For God to provide for
you. God wants you to give him the outlet.
Right. That's what I mean. You have to give a
just like you have to put on tefillin. Just like God wants you to put on tefillin, so you do what he wants. Just like God wants you to enter, you do what he wants. God wants you to do something in natural means.
God's going to be able to do it naturally.
So you do what he wants.